Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Many strategists believe that the border issue is the one that Republicans have the biggest chance of beating Joe Biden on. And I don't believe that. And I will explain that in just a minute. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We are growing this network, joining with my pals over at Spreely. And you're going to see a lot of stuff over there that we get posted. Backstage Club, folks, you're starting to get stuff from us. I appreciate your feedback, too, because we want that feedback. There's a separate radio thing for you guys that's prepared strictly for the Backstage Club. For those of you who want to join, it means you're one of our warriors, our 500 warriors. It's going to give us $20 a month to operate. And we're going to show you the... I call it the inside, but it's fun. This is the fun stuff. It's like, you know, when you see a show and a TV show or a sitcom or you watch comedians, the fun part is what happens in the green room behind the scenes. So get involved. Check it out. We got a big year ahead of us to save this republic. And look at what's going on in Texas. I mean, look at this. The economy, I still believe, is the biggest issue, though. But I had no idea that Joe Biden would show his dementia to the point of breaking constitutional laws, violating the 10th Amendment of the state of Texas. What is Joe Biden thinking? And what of Justices Barrett and, is that Amy Barrett, and Justice Roberts? What about these two people? What happened to sanity, folks? I'm talking common sense. How is it that you can allow a border invasion to occur, put your hands over your eyes like Mayorkas is doing in the Biden administration, act as if it's not happening the same way, they act as if Joe Biden doesn't have dementia, they act as if they didn't cheat in the election of 2020 and 2022, they act as if Hunter Biden hasn't done anything wrong, they act as if the Biden are not a crime family, they act as if January 6th was not a Democrat-inspired event that they've overblown in order to cover up their cheating in the elections. I mean, I could go on. And going back to SCOTUS, we have a 6-3 advantage, right? Really? Since when? We supposedly elected conservative judges, and I don't even care about their title. We elected judges that are supposed to be pragmatic and smart, and Justice Roberts on Obamacare, and now on this, with the state of Texas protecting itself, what do these people want to do? Do they want to see a civil war? Because let me tell you, January 6th is nothing compared to what them good old boys in Texas will do to protect that state. Again, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Jot it down, 844-551-8255. You from Texas? You happen to be from Texas? You live in Texas now? Love to hear from you, get your take. Your border's being invaded. Can you imagine what this New York and Massachusetts and these states that only dabble in the idea of a border invasion, what they'd be doing if they were Brownsville or El Paso? What would they be doing? They'd be screaming like stuck pigs right now at what they're dealing. They get a trickle of illegal. Oh, Lord, it's going to break our backs, baby. What are we going to do here in New York? New York cannot handle anymore. We've got like 2,000 immigrants here. What are we going to do if they keep sending these immigrants up here? And Texas deals with, I think they said something like 800 every hour. They said it's like a subway stop. Millions coming in. And it's a nonstop flow. Unbelievable. And Donald Trump saying, when I get back in, they're all going home. We're sending them all home. So what's funny is the economy is something that affects everybody. You know you're being hit. You know the price of your food, the price of gasoline, the price to heat your home, whatever. You know that raise you got. It's funny, Melissa got a raise at her job, and she brings home less money because the benefits went up so high. You know, the medical and dental and all that. So she technically brings home less money after getting a raise. That should tell you all you need to know. So I still believe the economy is the driver, because, see, the problem in Massachusetts and Maine and New Hampshire and places like that is they hear about the border issue. They understand it. They maybe even see the videos and look at the war, the civil war that could potentially happen in Texas. But they don't live that every day. It's only the tangential story of an illegal killing somebody in their state every now and then. It's not enough. It's not like the border states. But to that point, it's the easiest one to sell, because what Joe Biden is telling the country is, I side with illegals over the state of Texas, over the sovereign ability of a Texas, a New Mexico, a California, an Arizona to guard its borders. I side with the illegals, and I'm willing to put the military potentially into it. I'm willing to send FBI agents down there to quell anything Texas is doing. I'm demanding that they stop protecting themselves, stop protecting their taxpaying citizens, and start protecting people that are coming into this country illegally. And they call them migrants. They don't call them IAs, which is illegal aliens. They call them migrants. When did we lose the common sense of this? How is it? I don't know what the recourse is when the highest court in the land does something so reckless and so wrong. What is our workaround, except for what Governor Abbott is doing, to tell the Supreme Court to kiss his butt? I do the same thing. I think there's 17 states that are standing up for Texas. Governor Abbott doesn't need anybody to bolster that. You don't need to be a member of Mensa to know that the federal government should be protecting citizens over illegals. End of story. The federal government should be enforcing the laws of the land and not looking for loopholes to get people in. So you got to ask yourself, what's their deal? What are they trying to do? What's their angle to let millions of people in? You already know the answer. Well, you don't have to show ID. You don't have to do anything to get your vote. And Gavin Newsom says even if they want sex change operations, the citizens of California will pay for that, which means we will eventually pay for it because California will be broke. They never have any money. They're like your cousin that's always borrowing money. He says, I'll pay you back. But they're never going to pay you back. More to talk about on this issue when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Biden want to fight? I'm curious. He's leading a civil war in Ukraine because the Ukrainians were fighting each other inside of the country, the Donbass region. It believes it's part of Russia. Joe Biden ushered Putin in by saying, I understand why Putin would want to go in, because Putin had already asked the UN two or three times to let him go in and protect his people, and they wouldn't do it. So anyway, that happened. But anyway, Joe Biden, he's the person that is responsible for this, for this war. He's also the person responsible for the Israeli-Hamas war. He funded them. He doesn't know which side of that thing he wants to be on. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The southern border doesn't make any sense unless you think of it differently. And Vivek Ramaswamy said this: the southern border disaster isn't a product of incompetence. It's the intended result of years of careful planning by the Democratic Party. Once you understand that, the situation marks makes a lot more sense and solutions become much simpler. And it's true. If you think about it logically and you go, now, wait a minute, you go there, you see all these people flooding in, and Mayorkas goes, I don't see what you're talking about. We always talk about there's a legal immigration system, and these people go, what are you talking about? There's a legal immigration system that's being used by these migrants. Can't call them illegals. So if you don't think of them as illegals, you believe you've got two immigration systems, both of them legal, one that costs money and is for the elites, and the other that lets the downtrodden, you know, Democrat future Democrat voter come into America. Then you look at all the policies that make no sense. Why would you let people who are not citizens get a valid ID and vote in an election, or tell them they don't even need a valid ID? Make it so easy that anybody could use anybody's ID. I was watching a show the other day. I think it was Liam Neeson, and he's protecting this little Mexican boy, and the cartel wants him. And the cartel uses women's passports. They give them to the Border Patrol, a guy that they control. He looks at them and lets four cartel members armed move into America to go chase down this little boy. Just giving you, and I don't know if it happens, but that's what the Hollywood showed. I don't think Hollywood made it up. I think Hollywood went, yeah, this is how it goes. A sheriff stops those people on the way, Liam Neeson, a white sheriff, and then he calls the cartel. Liam Neeson finds out, I know, spoiler, I'm spoiling it for you, but you'll still enjoy the film if you watch it. But he's like, how long have they been paying you? And then he gets into one of the Liam Neeson fights that he gets into, you know, in different movies. So we know it goes on. We know people have been paid off. What do you think we would learn if we really got the scoop on? You remember what was the when Obama let arms go into Mexico? I can't remember the name of it, but they had a name for it when they were shipping guns into Mexico so they could say the cartel members are making it unlivable in Mexico for the average citizen, because they wanted to create a crisis that allowed them to let millions and millions of Mexicans enter America to become, well, you want to guess? Yep, Democrat voters. This is what they do. This is who they are. The elites who want to run this country don't care what your sovereign rights are. You are pawns in a machine. And if you say, well, Kevin, it's going to ruin the country. Not for them. Let me tell you, look at any apocalyptic movie. I'm talking Thunderdome, whatever. The elites live very differently. The people controlling things live very differently than the population that's out there, you know, digging for dung beetles or digging for grubs. They live differently. It doesn't matter what the state of the world is. Now, you may say, Kevin, do you think they want everything to go to Thunderdome? No, not really. But, I mean, I can't say that. But I saw one film, forget the name of it. These people lived up in the sky. Anybody left on Earth was a bottom feeder, a bottom dweller, a sodomite. They were living up in the clouds, in these bubble buildings. Stuff that Elon Musk would conceive of, that we're going, what? They're going to have a bubble building? We can't even conceive of the stuff these people are talking about doing. Do you think they care? They're trying to figure out how to live longer, how to make us servants, essentially zombies. And they're doing everything they can to get rid of us so they can control the population. And ultimately, they want to control our minds. And they don't get it. They don't understand why we won't let them let this invasion happen. They changed the lexicon. It's no longer illegals. So what, you trespass into another country? Who do you think this is? North Korea? Who do you think this is? China? Go try to sneak into these countries. And by the way, go to the civilized countries and sneak in. Think you can stay here overtime in New Zealand. Watch what happens. First time you get caught, you're deported. Never to come back. And now that they have the Schengen region, if you can't get into Italy, you can't get into Greece, you can't get into Germany. They've made it to where it's a whole system. You do something wrong in one country, you can't go anywhere. New World Order. So this is what they're doing. And they hate that you want your sovereign rights. They hate the Governor Abbott. He's the new, I don't know, Hitler? He's the new Trump? He's the new Putin? What do you want him to be? A guy that's using common sense. He is protecting the border of his country. He's protecting the citizens of his country, the taxpaying citizens of his country, the people of his country, of his state. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the country of Texas in just a bit. That's why it's on my brain. Don't think I pulled a Joe Biden moment there.
Oh, yeah.
But he's doing what he's supposed to do as governor. And he's doing what the United States government doesn't do, and that's what has people perplexed. How is it that Joe Biden thinks he can win a publicity contest when he's thwarting federal law, letting invaders come in? He's made Texas invoke essentially an emergency act in the state so they can put up razor wire. And what does Joe Biden want to do? He wants to come in and cut down the razor wire that's keeping these people from invading Texas. By the way, I don't know about you. I love seeing that razor wire up there. See, they keep cutting down the fences. They cut gaps in the fences. But it's tough to cut razor wire because, man, even when you get in it, when you're cutting it, it's still cutting you up. And I don't know. I may have to put a little money in the razor wire companies because I think Texas is going to keep it up. But I'll tell you this, from an optics point of view, I love what Abbott is doing. Ted Cruz says, let the government come in and have to take it out. Let them come in and thwart what a sovereign state is doing by exercising its 10th Amendment rights. And what about these justices? We're supposed to have a 6-3 lead. Worst case scenario, if there's a question like this, it comes up, it goes 5-4. How do we lose 5-4? I mean, I don't know much about Amy Barrett and Tom. I know a little bit about Justice, Chief Justice Roberts, because he's supposedly on the manifest for Epstein. But is Amy Barrett on there? Amy Barrett Cohen, whatever her name is? We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. Central Command says at least 3 service members were killed and 25 soldiers were injured in a drone attack on a base in northeast Jordan. President Biden saying on Sunday, while we are still gathering the facts of this attack, We know it was carried out by radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. In the latest string of arson attacks in what has been part of Antifa-linked Stop the City activist movement, equipment of a construction company that is involved in building Atlanta's new public safety training center was burned at a townhome construction site. The training center has been dubbed Cop City by activists who oppose it. The arson attacks have cost nearly $10 million in damage to the state, and similar attacks in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York have been traced back to the Stop Cop City movement. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels.
That was Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton speaking on this subject. Joe Biden in partnership with the cartels, because he'll explain that more in a bit. But the question that everybody's asking is, what could you possibly think you're going to gain? I mean, folks, this is not a Joe Biden pull the trigger, you know, pull the levers of power thing. This is bigger than Joe Biden. This is the people that got Joe Biden into office that are pulling this trigger. Joe Biden can't do this. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I heard last week that Donald Trump, and we didn't talk about it because I don't think it's an issue, but E. Jean Carroll, you know, the skank that supposedly Donald Trump molested in a public changing room or whatever, that has to be one of the biggest lies, obvious lies, next to Christine Blasey Ford saying that decades earlier Kavanaugh did molested her or did whatever he did. These are blatant lies. Look, if you're a feminist, as I am, if you believe that women should be believed in legitimate times where they're, you know, you understand, pardon me, how men work, particularly leftist men like Weinstein and Epstein, when you know how things work, you are a feminist. You want to protect women. If you've got a spouse, a wife, and you're an alpha male, you'll protect her at all costs. If you've got a daughter, you'll protect her at all costs. If you've got sisters, if you've got nieces, whatever. I can't even tell you the rage that conservative men, alpha males, feel if we find out that a woman's been violated. They tell you hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, let me tell you, earth hath no fury like a man that finds out that. I'm talking about an alpha male. When we find out that a guy has done something to a woman, there is no worse scorn. We are ready to go into action. And the feminist movement should be ashamed of itself for doing this, for perpetrating these lying skanks and putting them front and center. And then she wins an $83 million deal. What kind of jury is this? What is that woman worth? Let's pretend that it did happen. What would it be worth? Really? $83 million, 60-something million in punitive? I mean, whatever. I don't know how they divide it up. But let me tell you something. If it did happen, it wouldn't be worth that. But it certainly never did. So what they're telling you is you can fabricate a lie. You can say whatever you want to say and get away with it. Maybe we'll cover this in another time. I can't stand. It's nothing against E. Jean Carroll. She's a stooge. But the people that put her up to it, the Reid Hoffmans that says, look, we're going to get Trump at all costs. Get him. Let me tell you something. I don't know. Donald Trump's got the money to pay for this himself. But I would tell you this. The American public would be happy to take care of the bill. And not because we agree, you know, we would be kicking and screaming doing it because she doesn't deserve one penny. E. Jean Carroll should be ashamed of herself, but the Democrats don't have a shame bone in their bodies. Let's play the rest of that Ken Paxton clip. Well, it was Kristi Noem, but I'm only going to play Ken Paxton because I only want to talk about the Texas piece of it. But Kristi Noem has said, South Dakota supports you. Texas is a sovereign state that deserves it to protect its border. But I just want to play Ken Paxton because he's the attorney general. He's the one on the front line of this affront of the federal government to tell Texas, well, you better cut down razor wire. You can't protect your border. You can't do the things. And he's alluding that the cartel is in business with Joe Biden, that they're just driving people up and dropping them off. Let's hear the rest of that.
Let me go to you, Ken Paxton. I'll go to these FBI luminaries. I mean, 10 former FBI executives, even those that oversaw the FBI's intelligence, counterterrorism, criminal, and training operations. They are saying that the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland. And yet one is unfolding now, talking about military age foreigners. Now, what's going to happen? Joe Biden seems to be giving deadline after deadline. Is he threatening for federal troops to confront guard troops in Texas? Is that where he's headed here? Does he want a showdown in Texas?
Look, first of all, thank you to Governor Noem and the rest of the governor for standing with us. I think this is not just a Texas issue now. It's a national issue. And as far as this terrorist threat, I've been worried about this. It's chilling to hear the report that John Solomon gave and how that could potentially affect my state and really affect the entire country. Long after Joe Biden is gone, we're going to be dealing with potential terrorist threats. As far as a showdown, I don't know what Joe Biden's going to do. So far, it seems like every decision he's made has been a bad decision for our country. He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Well, he's the one that's not upholding the law. The Supreme Court decision, as Governor Noem pointed out, there are a lot of areas where Texas is free to continue to put up wire. They don't have to allow this to happen, but it's beginning to look like that Joe Biden is basically, you know, drawing a line in the sand, and he's saying that, you know, the feds are going to come marching into Texas and rip down your razor wire, and Governor Abbott's saying we're just going to put it right back up again.
Look, I think I support the governor. He's going to stand. I talked to him today for a little while, and we talked about this very issue, and I guarantee you he's going to stand strong. He'll keep putting razor wire up. We'll keep blocking the border. We'll keep doing everything that we need to do to protect our state, despite the fact that this Supreme Court ruling was so wrong and has such a detrimental effect on our state and our country.
Things are heating up at the border, and people are wondering, is the border going to be the number one issue? And I said earlier, I don't believe it is, but I do believe this. It's becoming a close second. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, again, that was Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas. And he's sounding the alarm bell. What's Joe Biden going to do? Is Joe Biden going to go to war with Texas? He's given deadlines. He's threatened to use federal troops to confront the National Guard. And as Ken Paxton said, this has become a national issue. And what about the terrorist threat? Did you guys see that the guy that I saw the video, and then I asked the question on X, who is this guy? Because some people are saying he's a terrorist. He is a terrorist. It turns out the guy was a terrorist. Here's a report on it. I forget. This was a guy that I worked with at Fox, but he's reporting on it.
By the way, if you are smart enough, you will know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am.
Very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys.
Now, as I've said, this guy has been identified. It was Clayton. God, what was it? He was on Fox and Friends. When I was at Fox, he was there. He left before I got fired. But Clayton, whatever, and he goes on to tell more about this guy. This guy had just been released from prison in some country, and he was already at the American border, in a caravan of people ready to come in, and you can hear his threat. You don't know who I am. You will soon know. You will know quickly who I am. I will tell you. You are going to know. You know, so he's telling you, I'm coming over here to blow stuff up. The number of people who've gotten into this country, the number of cells that can exist, when you have an FBI that will not investigate terrorists but will investigate churchgoers or parents at PTA meetings, and you wonder if you're safe? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I refuse to get frustrated. I think the thing that stops the terrorists, I'm not telling you the bad things aren't going to happen. If we continue in this mode, our children will live in fear. They may have some ability to protect themselves with weapons, but they will live in fear. Do you want to live in fear that if you go to a cafe, it'll blow up, or if you get on a bus, it'll blow up? That's the way that the Jews live in Israel. They can't go do things, just normal stuff. You go to the mall, you're not worried about it, for the most part. I mean, we've got high crime because of leftism. But if you live in the suburbs, you live a relatively peaceful life. You, for all intents and purposes, could check out. You don't have to get involved, and that's kind of what they want. They want you to check out as the world is being destroyed, and it is. But we got people speaking out. Kevin O'Leary spoke out against Gavin Newsom the other day. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, he's speaking out against wokeism. People are starting to go, wait a minute. And I think this thing with Joe Biden in Texas is waking people up to levels that you would have never believed. Who would believe that the federal government would partner with cartel members and side on this with illegals against a sovereign nation of Texas, who, by the way, would be the ninth largest GDP if Texas pulled out of the United States. And it can. It's a republic. It can do it. The ninth largest country in the world because of its GDP. And Joe Biden says, the heck with you. I don't care what y'all want.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I serve on the Homeland Security Committee, and we have been working very hard on an investigation into Secretary Mayorkas and his failures and willfulness to break our United States federal laws in regards to the border. Just a few months ago, two of my own constituents, Jose and Isabel Lerma, were killed in a human smuggling pursuit. A 17-year-old illegal alien, likely working for the cartels, drove illegal aliens across the border, hit them head on. This lovely American couple from my district was killed on their way to visit family. We have Americans dying every single day, and all I hear from Democrats every time we talk about the border is they're worried about migrant rights. They are claim they're concerned about children and women, and then they claim, in spite of all the evidence, in spite of the fact that over 10 million illegal aliens have crossed our border, in spite of the fact 1.9 million people, illegal aliens, are in our country, gotaways. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing. And in spite of the fact that over 300 Americans are dying every single day from fentanyl overdose, the numbers don't lie, but the Democrats do.
That was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, the kooky one. She's kooky because she makes sense. She's saying, hey, look, I want protection for the border. She used actual people from her district who were hurt by illegals. Do you think there's any state that's free of this? Kevin Jackson's here listening to you folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, glad you're with me. We're talking common sense here. This is about the most stupid argument we could be having about protecting our borders. Stupid. But we have it. And I've already told you, Democrats, they see themselves as right. They see two legal immigration systems. One for the rich, who are willing to wait in line and do it by the book. Those are like the conservatives. And then those that will just do it any way they can, and they don't care who they hurt or who, whatever it takes to get in. And the Democrats go, that's the one. We side with the criminal. That's what Democrats do. And we believe, there are people among us who believe that we're going to make headway with these people. Out of their minds. Here's Governor Abbott talking about the situation.
There are so many people flooding across the border right now. The Border Patrol, they are fully occupied just processing all the people who come across the border. The people who know that are the drug cartels in Mexico. Not a person comes across the border without the assistance from the drug cartels and without paying money to the drug cartels. And what the drug cartels do, they want to fully occupy the Border Patrol. And when they do that, that leaves open gaps that are tens or hundreds of miles wide for the drug cartels to be able to bring in drugs, contraband, as well as what they call high-value people, such as terrorists, such as criminals, they can make a lot of money off of by getting across the border.
Joe Biden has allowed a cottage industry of the cartel. Not only do they bring in drugs, contraband, do they human traffic, but they can sneak anybody that the cartel wants in here, and that's what, not the cartel, I'm sorry, the terrorist groups want in here. Hamas, you'd have to be a fool to think we haven't been infiltrated. And the reason why it doesn't register with us right now is because we aren't getting bombed. Nobody cares. Because it isn't happening. It's not in your face yet. But wait until it's in your face. Then you're going to, when you're living a different life, it's like COVID. You don't think anything of it. Government lockdowns. It's like, whatever. Government never going to lock me down. Never, I'm never going to put myself in a prison, you know, whatever. And you did exactly that. And then what did it feel like? How did it feel when you lost your right, your freedom of movement to do something? Because that's what it's about. The government wants to take your cars. You say, Kevin, how is that related? They want to take your cars. They were implementing 15-minute cities. What is it about? Limiting your freedom of movement. What about when your freedom of movement is limited to within 15 minutes of you walking or being on a bicycle, and everything that happens in your little ecosystem, you have to bear? Now, you may be okay. I may be okay in Gilbert, Arizona. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know that I'd be okay in the inner cities of Chicago. I don't think I'd be okay in the inner cities of Cleveland or Baltimore or Houston or wherever. What do you think is going to be the world when everybody's cornered in those little areas wanting to get out, to get to where you are, not because you're more free, but at least there's not quite as much crime? And what about when explosions are going off in cafes and on buses and in subway terminals? Because Joe Biden let in millions, well, I don't know what the numbers are, but he certainly let in millions of people. How many of those are terrorists? I don't know. But I know this, there are some. What's going to happen then? The Border Patrol gets fully occupied. The cartel knows what they're doing. These are criminals. The same way, if you lock people up in a prison, they will figure out how to communicate. They will figure out how to make weapons out of stuff you've never dreamed of. They have nothing but time on their hands. The cartels are making billions of dollars. They own people on our side of the border, and they own their own government. And we think we're going to make headway with a clown like Biden. You have to have real leadership in place. Governor Abbott said nobody gets across that border unless the cartel knows about it. Nobody. It's become their cottage industry, run and regulated by Joe Biden. And don't be surprised if you learn that Hunter Biden's got a little piece of the action and cutting in the big guy. This is so amazing. They talk about existential threats, and this is the greatest existential threat to our national security: global climate change, white conservative men, parents going to PTO meetings. No, the biggest existential threat to mankind, without question, certainly the American, is the leftist Democrat. That is our threat. And you wonder why Joe Biden is suffering. It's a small group of people who believe this nonsense. And the polls reflect that people are sick of this. What else we got? I mean, holy cow. We have so... Honestly, I mean, I didn't even plan on doing all the show on this. And we're going to mix it up a little bit just so you guys know that, you know, we're not going to be a one-trick pony. I hate when all we talk about is one thing. I don't mind if we thread it. You know, in other words, we talk about the border situation as it relates to all the other things that are going on in the country. Like Hunter Biden. I really wanted the second hour, maybe we'll mix it in with Hunter Biden, because we have a few questions for him. I have a theory on how all that's going to go down. AOC chimed in on the old illegal immigration issue. And this is probably one of the funniest comments for somebody who was talking about children being separated from their parents and things like this. And now you're going to watch a lot of Democrats try to distance themselves from this complete snafu under Joe Biden. But here's what AOC had to say about the border crisis.
It's not much better for New York City students, an entire high school forced to learn remotely on Wednesday as thousands of migrants occupied the building. Here's our very own Hillary Vaughn confronting Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about it.
Are you okay with a school being used as a shelter?
You know, I think it's, again, this is not, it's not in my district.
I think it's very clear here that what's most important is that we identify a facility that's appropriate for these folks. I don't anticipate this being a long-term solution. It shouldn't be a long-term solution.
Here now, Kennedy Saves the World podcast host, Kennedy. Not
wow,
my district.
What a non-answer.
Welcome to our district.
Yeah, it's not my district, you guys, so I don't really have to worry about anything.
It's her policies, and that's the problem, yeah. Is people like AOC aren't taking ownership of their philosophy, which is bankrupting cities across the country. And people in New York, people in Chicago never really had to think about the immigration crisis because to them it was theoretical. Well, now it's actual.
Welcome back, everybody. When it's really happening, as we've learned from AOC and others, when it starts to impact you, then they start, oh, well, they're not in my district or whatever. It's like somebody was saying, I think they did a resolution, a Republican, that said, if you want to be a sanctuary city, then you agree that you want to house these people in your home. You're willing to take care of them. Right now, I've got a buddy. He works in a ministry in Bangladesh, and he wants to come to the United States to go to a symposium from December the 6th through the 20th. I have to vouch for him. I'm going through the State Department to say, I will be responsible for him while he's here. It's a big deal. How many of those people do you... This is the guy doing it by the book. Would you want to do that for people coming in illegally, making sure that if something happens, they got to go to court, you got to find them, you got to use your resources? I know this. I don't want to be chasing around a bunch of illegals if I brought them in here. But I'll chase jeepers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.